Recently, I've noticed something about how I actually go about the process of taking pictures, where sometimes I'll kind of put myself into the mindset of I need to find a picture. And the whole point of Weekly 50, if you've been a reader for a while, you'll know that the whole point of this blog is to keep me from stagnating. And I guess you could also conversely say to help me grow as a photographer and not leave the camera on the shelf and constantly push myself to find new things to photograph. And one of the ways I do that is by going out and trying to find things to photograph. And I've noticed kind of ironically that it's those times when I have the most trouble trying to find things to photograph. And I'm in this mindset of I need a picture. I got to find a picture. And I'm looking around and like trying to analyze my surroundings and look for a picture. And often it doesn't happen, at least not how I would like. I won't say it never happens, but it's not as easy as that. I think because I'm trying too hard. This picture happened when I wasn't really looking for anything, really. Or actually, I guess you could say it was near the end of a time when I wanted to go out and really just take a short walk around campus. One of my infamous 5-minute walks that I talk about so much on the podcast, where, excuse me, I just went around and I just wanted to clear my mind. And during the first part of that, I didn't really find anything that seemed like a good photo opportunity. And no matter what I came across, it just didn't seem to speak to me, I guess, if you want to get a little hippie about it. And it wasn't till near the end of that walk when I was really just sort of looking around and existing and not really trying to find a photographic opportunity, but just walking around back to my office, that I came across this. And it, matter of fact, this scene is one that I can see from outside my office. If I look out the window of my office, I can look across the street and see this clump of grass, and there's literally nothing remarkable about it. It's just a clump of grass. I think you might call it monkey grass or something. These blades are kind of thick. But I was walking past this grass, and I thought maybe this would be an interesting picture to take. So I crouched down on the ground. I have my camera, 50mm lens, and +4 filter, which is that combo, that 50mm lens and the +4 filter has really been a good combination. I really like it. And I took a picture of this blade of grass that was backlit. Didn't think much of it. Later on, I was looking at my pictures, and man, this one, I really liked it for some reason. I like that there's that little slit in the grass. I like that it's kind of faded, but you still have a little bit of green and yellow color. I like that you have the blue sky in the background, which wasn't totally blown out because the sun was kind of going down at this point in the day. And I actually like this photograph quite a bit, and I wasn't really looking for it. And I think that's one lesson I'm continually learning, is that in order to put myself in a state of mind where I really can focus and take pictures, I sort of have to do the opposite and clear my head and not really think about pictures. Anyway, just something that I noticed, and I do wonder if that might work for any of you who are in the same place of trying to find a way to see more photographically.